to the Friday, April 5th edition of the Go Hunt Birds podcast. I'm your host, Mark Lapierre. I'm the owner and founder of Go Hunt Birds. I would imagine that if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you know who I am. I might even know who you are. And I want to thank you always for listening to the podcast, checking out our social media, and just generally following along with all of our shenanigans and escapades. So it is April, which means that turkey season is pretty much almost here. As of time of this recording, turkey season will be 3 weeks from today. So, I guess from yesterday, April 25th in Ontario, April 26th in Quebec. So, turkey season for me kind of just really rolls when Quebec season opens. But nevertheless, 3 weeks away, we're going to be chasing longbeards through the woods. And if you're like me, that gets you pretty excited. I do know that the weather has been nice here, which means that the birds have already been out and strutting. I actually already saw a couple of toms mating and mounting some hens. So spring is in full force. Turkey season's rolling very shortly, and I'm very excited to get back into the turkey woods. My favorite time of year, pretty much springtime, kind of a new calendar for me. I know the calendar rolls around in January, but turkey season's kind of my beginning of the year. So and it's been nice with this nice weather. I've been able to get a lot of work done that I normally wouldn't get done in springtime or would have to wait till summer because of the late thaw. So let's hope that it keeps rolling. I could get used to these early springs, especially up our way. If you're from Southern Ontario, maybe you don't quite understand. But generally, we still have snow well into the first couple of weeks of April, and we haven't had snow here hardly all winter. So anyway, this episode is basically going to be just kind of a news and update. Just me, myself, and I today. I've had a bunch of guests on the last couple of weeks, and I got a bunch of other pre-records and new guests coming up in the next weeks coming, but I figured I would just check in with everybody, kind of give you an update of what's going on here. So I got a bit of a note list I want to go through. First thing on the list was our Delta Waterfowl dinner that we had in the Pontiac at my buddy Chris's lodge. It was a massive success. Best dinner we've ever had. The profit raised after all expenses was $17,200, which means that everybody in that room pretty much spent at least $250 on an average or more. Awesome dinner. We had a great time. A lot of my boys came up to support the dinner and support Go Hunt Birds. So thanks to everyone that came in. You know, Simon Day and Jean and Evan Brundage made it up here. And Mark Trask and Keith Fowler, my father-in-law Olaf came up with my uncle Rob, and we had a great night. You know, and obviously the boys here, Travis and Dan and Barry and Jake, and everybody was there. It was a lot of fun, and I don't know if Chris listens to this or not, but Chris, you did a great job, man. Awesome dinner, best one we've had yet. And for those that don't know, Delta Waterfowl raises this money, and it goes back to Delta Waterfowl head office. And then what they do is turn around and they give back 15% to the chapter. So Chris is basically going to get back a check for roughly $2,500, and it's going to go towards his hunting initiatives in his area. He can use that for youth hunting. He can use that for buying gear to put towards some of those youth hunts. He can use it to use for habitat building, you know, nesting structures, any of that kind of stuff that essentially furthers along the ball down the road, getting duck hunting going and more generation into duck hunting. So, which is really cool because Chris got a couple of daughters that are getting involved in hunting. His daughter now has her hunting license, and those kids have been out with us a lot of times. And it's just really awesome to see the next generation of kids getting into bird hunting. And these dinners that we kind of promote and of course we put on this one, it's a big part of that. So if you're in an area that has a local Delta Waterfowl dinner or a local Ducks Unlimited dinner or a local Canadian Wild Turkey Federation dinner, like, go to it. You know, you'll meet some cool people. You'll meet a lot of like-minded people. You'll get out and meet people that also hunt, generally promote and support the hobby that you love. So get out to these dinners. I can't stress them enough. I love going to a bunch of them. I try to do 2 or 3, 4 every year if I can, kind of spread it out and go to different ones in different places, meet new people. So, and actually this year we're going to a pretty cool one. We're heading down to Baton Rouge, Louisiana this summer to the Delta Waterfowl Expo down there. So boys are going to make a road trip. I know we're going to meet up with some of our friends when we get there, and gonna be a lot of fun. A lot of big names in the waterfowl industry are going to be there, so we're pretty excited. we're going to hit the Bourbon Trail. We're driving, so we're going to hit the Bourbon Trail on the way down in Kentucky and stop in and check out some of our favorite distilleries and maybe add a few favorites to our list and just kind of check it out and see what it's about and have a lot of fun and get away for a week and, you know, head down to the old U.S. of A., Baton Rouge, Louisiana. It's going to be a lot of fun. So looking forward to that trip and can't wait for it. So further rolling down my list here, Turkey Contest is almost sold out. It's about 80% sold out, a little better than that as of this recording. I want to say that hopefully by the time this hits the air, it is sold out. And if you have signed up, all the turkey kits are going to be in the mail, if they're not already in the mail. And a little bit of an update on this Turkey Contest. So those who don't know how it works, you sign up. It's $20. I only take 100 entries. And all the money that we raise through this contest will go to help get a kid into the field this spring or a new hunter. So we always try to get new people involved in turkey hunting, and this spring will be no different. So we'll put that money towards that. We will also pay out a $250 first place prize to the person who has the best stats on their two turkey kills. It's the average of your two birds, so you do have to shoot two birds. It's bonus points for crossbow or compound bow or recurve bow. But all the rules are on the website. You can sign up right on there. And as a bit of an update, Phil from PVS Calls has offered some prizes. So two prizes he's given up. He's going to donate a fan plaque mount to the winner that's engraved with their name and the details of their bird on there. So whoever wins this contest, along with your $250, you're going to get also a plaque that you can mount the turkey fan onto in the spurs and the beard. And that's donated by Phil at PVS Calls. He has also offered up a custom turkey call engraved as well. So we're going to give that one away. 100 people sign up. Each one of those kits is going to have a little decal in it, the Raw Mutual Memorial sticker. And in the way you signed up, so if you were the third person to sign up, you're going to be ticket number 3. If you're the 70th person to sign up, you're going to be ticket number 70. Once we sell all 100 spots in the draw, we're going to draw one number, and the person whose name will be associated with that is going to win that turkey call. So hopefully we can get that to you before the season starts, but we can't do that until the contest sells out. So need to sell all 100 spots. If you haven't bought your spot yet, get on that. It sells out every year. This is the 11th year that I've been doing this, and this year we have changed the name of the Spring Turkey Contest to the Ron Mutri Memorial Spring Turkey Contest in honor of our good friend Ron, and I know he would get a little bit of a grin and kind of a giggle out of that. So this one's for Ronnie, and you know, get signed up, and that's where we're going to do that. So speaking of sticker draws, we did have a sticker draw earlier this spring, and how it worked was we sold 100 stickers, and when we sold those 100, we drew a winner. That winner won a Revolution Armory RX2 shotgun. Those are the shotguns that we used this fall and kind of patterned and tested out and beat the shit out of. So we're giving away a new one of those, as well as a one-day turkey hunt with myself and Andrew, who is from Revolution Armory. He's one of the owners of the company, so he's going to come up and join us for a turkey hunt. And the winner of that was a guy by the name of Steven Giza. So Steven is I don't want to say a friend of mine, but a guy that I've met before. He has joined us in the field before many years ago. Him and Ron and I went out for a hunt one morning. And I know it was a while back because I remember I still had my dog Yoda. So that's how long ago he joined us in the field. But Steven joined us for the morning. We got out, and I do remember Ron shot a banded bird that day too. So it was pretty cool. But we get out for a turkey or for a goose hunt. We had a great time. Steven was a great dude. Great supporter of my company over the years. Really appreciate his, you know, support that he's given me. And Steven did, I want to say he bought like 10 or 11 stickers for this draw. So, you know, it was well deserved. He did spend a few bucks to make sure that his name got into the hat. So he was the fortunate winner, and he's going to join us this spring for turkey hunt. So, yeah, so these sticker draws we've been doing, I think we've done 3 or 4 of them now. They've been a lot of fun. The winners have come up and hunted with us each time, and probably going to do 1 or 2 more of those throughout the year. So I don't want to bombard people too much with asking them for $20 here, $20 there all the time, but it is a good way to support the company and all the initiatives and stuff that we do here. And it's also a great opportunity for somebody to win, you know, always some good swag. You know, the last time we gave away a couple of Big Sean's calls and some ammo and some hats and couple of flasks. And I know the time before that, we gave away a couple of Yeti mugs and a hunt with us. And that was the young lad that came up and hunted with us from Kingston. So they've been a lot of fun so far. We're going to continue to do them. We'll do another one probably into the summer, going into the fall, and have somebody join us, maybe one of our duck camp events or something like that. But anyway, we're going to continue to do them. I don't want to do them all the time or push them out too much, because they are, you know, I think they can get repetitive and stuff. So, but that's what's going on with that. So again, congrats to Steven Giza, winner of the latest sticker draw we've done. And thanks for promoting or supporting the sticker draws we've done. So another way you can support the company is we got some new hoodies in the works. So if you go online or you go to the website or you go to our Facebook page, you'll see that we are pre-selling some King of Spring turkey hoodies that we've put up there. So nice black hoodies, similar style and wear to the ones we did before. And they're going to be $85 a piece, Canadian, shipped. That's including shipping. So if I have to ship it to you, I'll cover the cost on the shipping. If I know you in person, I'll hand deliver it to you. Or if you're going to be stopping by the house or whatever, then of course you can swing by and pick yours up. But $85 shipped. We're pre-selling them, which means that I'm not getting them made until I sell the hoodies and know how many I need. And that's going to go till the 15th of April. So once the 15th of April rolls around, whatever's been pre-ordered, I'm sending it to the printers, and that's all we're ordering. We're not going to have these available after that. You can't say, oh, I didn't know. Sorry, I didn't get one. Can you order me one? Can I take one? No, no. You got to get one before the 15th of April. So if you do want a hoodie, you want to help and promote and support what we're doing at Go Hunt Birds, you like that logo that we have, because a lot of people asked for that logo. It was the one we gave out in the turkey contest last year, the stickers. So we figured, you know what, let's put it on a hoodie. And if I sell 10 of them, which I've already sold more than 10, but if I sell 10 of them, great. Then we'll only get 10 made. If I sell 100 of them, then we'll get 100 made. But I don't want to be stuck with a bunch afterwards. And that's generally what happens with these, you know, when you order a bunch of clothing, especially t-shirts and hoodies, because of the sizes. You know, you order a bunch of smalls and mediums and larges, and then everybody wants a 3XL. Or you order a bunch of 3XLs, you know, kind of hoping that the bigger guys want one, and then nobody buys them. So I said, you know what, if I'm going to do any more swag, I'm going to do them on pre-orders. And we'll see how this one goes. And if everybody that wants one gets one and it does well, then we'll continue to do them that way going forward. And that way I'm not out a pile of money sitting in inventory. And the people that actually want them are the ones that are going to get them. And we'll go from there. What else is going on with us here? I'm going to go down my list. Spring snows. So spring snows here. In Ontario and Quebec, I was supposed to go out and hunt them in Alberta with Logan Maves. Logan was heading out to guide there for Alberta's fall flight. And Logan said to me, hey, listen, I'm heading out. You want to jump in the truck with me? You know, come along and you can do some hunting for a few days and then just fly home. So we actually planned a bit of a trip. I actually went ahead and bought my flights and everything. And then the weather out there turned kind of shitty and cold and pushed everything back a week or so. So I ended up canceling that trip. I did not go out west, which I'm kind of bummed about because I've never hunted in Alberta before. I really want to get out there and hunt. It's one of the provinces that I'd like to check out and see. So I'm going to have to bump that down the list to a future date. But yeah, spring snow goose hunting is here. I've seen some people online have had some success. We went out and decided to try them on our own down in Winchester area about a week ago, and we had a lot of fun, but we did not shoot a bird, unfortunately. And it was kind of disheartening because my buddy Keith went and scouted and got permission on the field, and he sends me a photo of the field, and it's loaded with birds. I'm talking, there's like 25,000 birds in there, and they're loaded, and you can just hear the video, and I'm like, man, we're on this. And I'm looking at the weather. Generally, windy, sunny days are fairly good for snow goose hunting, especially in springtime when they're migrating. And for whatever reason, the next day we set up, we put out a good spread. I think we put out about 80 dozen or so silhouettes and a couple dozen full bodies. And we had our speaker system going, and we were well covered in layout blinds, so we're well hidden. For whatever reason, the birds decided to feed across the road about maybe a kilometer away. So we watched them all pile into a field across the road, and we watched them for most of the morning as they kind of jumped up, hopscotched each other, fed, jumped back down, did some tornadoes. So it was pretty cool to see, like, the experience of it. And obviously we had some fly over and give us a look, but just hard to compete with that big, you know, live spread of birds. So we did a lot of bird watching. We also did a lot of laughing and a lot of joking and a lot of storytelling. So there was 7 of us total that went out and hunted. We did not fire a shot, but we were kind of firing shots at each other and joking around and laughing and having fun. And it's part of it. You know, we Barry brought his barbecue. We had a little tailgate barbecue and, you know, had to hang out. And it was a great day. So I try to get out and snow goose hunt in Ontario every spring. I have been doing that since 2011. And I generally go with St. Lawrence Outfitters. Those guys are awesome. I always see on the forums, everybody wants to know, where do I hunt snows in Ontario? Where do I hunt snows in Ontario, you know, in the springtime? They're the people to go with. If you're interested in going on a guided hunt, call Dave or Josh at St. Lawrence Outfitters. Hook up with those guys. They're the ones. But be mindful of this. It is not a guaranteed hunt. It's fucking hard, man. Snow goose hunting in the springtime especially is extremely difficult in Ontario. I've been on a lot of hunts. Like I said, I went out. 2011 was the first time I went out. And I remember it vividly. I went out. We hunted 2 days. And I think we shot 3 birds each morning. Like, it wasn't a big, big production. But again, had a lot of fun. Kind of got hooked on it. I've been doing it every spring since. And I've had some smasher hunts with different guys. But most of my really great hunts have been with St. Lawrence Outfitters. We had one morning where I was with Pat and Ryan from Canadian Waterfowl Supplies. And we shot 66 snows, in a, you know, before 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It was a great day. My father-in-law and I went out with Brian Rushton and Nate White and a few other guys, one other hunt, and I think we shot like 40 plus, got a band that day. So you can have a good hunt for spring snows, but be prepared to do a lot of bird watching. And that's generally what it is, you know, that you see a lot of birds and maybe shoot one or two or maybe none. So that is hunting, right? But anyway, we had a good time this spring. Not sure if I'm going to get back out. Maybe try to get out one more time before the season. Season runs till the end of May, but as soon as turkey rolls around, I'm pretty much married to that. So might try to get out in the next couple of weeks for a day or two. We'll see. But again, I think with this early spring, a lot of the birds have kind of moved through already. So I'm not sure, but from what I hear, it's... it is what it is. And yeah, hopefully we'll maybe try to get it one more time before the season's over. But so for rolling down my list. So yeah, we're going to continue to do this podcast. Thanks for listening. Weekly episodes are coming up. I got a couple pre-recorded that I hope you're going to like. And we're going to keep recording them. And I want to reach out to some more people. And I want people to reach out to me. And let's continue this. It's been a lot of fun. Huge traction to this. I know there's a few other waterfowl hunting podcasts around. So, you know, glad to be in the mix with those guys. And just keep rolling. So I guess that's it. We'll continue to promote bird hunting, share bird hunting. That's what we're doing here. So thanks for listening. Anything you need, check it out online, www.gohuntbirds.com. Obviously, we're on social media, at GoHuntBirds on all the platforms. And, you know, worst case scenario, just give me a shout or give me a call or send me a text. And I love to chat bird hunting with everybody. All my friends and everybody that supports me in this podcast, thank you so much. Looking forward to hunting with many of you over the next few months, especially coming into the turkey season. I know some of you that listen to this will be joining me at the Outpost Camp this spring, or they'll be joining me at the house here in Westmeath. And we're going to have a great season. So without further ado, that's the show. Go out there and... get one more person involved in bird hunting. That would make the world of difference to me and to everyone involved. So find a stranger, find a buddy, find a relative, get them involved in bird hunting, take them out hunting, and let's keep at it. Cheers. Have a great day.